Welcome to the mystical world we live in with Almi. This hour, you will receive powerful revelations of a world where mystery and miracles are commonplace. Here's your host, Almi.
Very warm welcome to you, my brothers and sisters. I am so delighted to be with you. I am actually in Denver, 8,000 feet up above sea level, quite a rise in one day, and just in the most pristine, beautiful location. I wish more of you could be with us this week as we start a class here. Very, very, very sorry that we had to turn so many of you away. My brothers and sisters, it is always a good idea when we have a class to try and look ahead, and because then when we know how many people are coming, we get a bigger place or a bigger hall or even a tent out in nature at times. But it does give us an indication, and otherwise there's disappointment. So my apologies for that, but welcome to our show, and we have this hour we can spend together. Now, one of the things that we were to talk about today, and by the way, I've got to tell you that I've just come out of a week of the most exquisite group of people that gathered at my home for a class, and it ended at 5:30 on Friday, and I got in my car, and here I am in Denver. And so the point is that tremendous things happened during the week that has just gone by. The ability we had to witness the changes that took place in the cosmos, it was unparalleled. And I know that every class that I teach, I say, oh, I've never had a class this extraordinary before, and that is the case. And every time, it is true. So I can't wait to see what's going to be happening in the week to come here in Denver, but certainly the week that has been beyond extraordinary. Massive things have happened in the cosmos, and the wonderful part of that is that it ties in exactly with the theme of what we're talking about today. Now, for those of you that follow along day by day on my blog diary, which you can see exactly how to get there when you go to our website at www.spiritualjourneys.com. But for those of you that do follow along on the diary, you will have an inkling of what has happened during the last week. Because day by day, as these events happen and the miracles occur, and we put it in our diary. We'll put interdimensional photos in our diary if we take them during those times. But regardless, let us begin with some of the themes that we have promised to speak about. The higher mathematical sequence that replaces the Fibonacci sequence. And beloved ones, I have spoken about this a few times on this talk radio. And I've spoken about it in connection with alchemy. I'm going to take it one step further for you. Let's just start with that mathematical formula that is replaces the Fibonacci sequence, and as we go into this full-blown cosmic ascension that we have been in since 2005, February. Life ascended before that, but dramatically since then. So the new formula is, as I have said before, it actually starts with 1, and then it's 3, 7, 12, 20, 33, and 54. The number that comes after 54 is 96. And the interesting thing of it is that when you look at white magic, now I will tell you, my brothers and sisters, I've mentioned bits and pieces about this before on our radio, but I have never had any inkling of working or revealing or bringing in bodies of white magic. But it was given to me as an instruction by the Infinite Mother that this needed to come in to empower humankind. I brought in much of it. Our book, Windows into Eternity, is at the printer as I speak. I think maybe we're just finishing up some of the illustrations we got back from the printer, but it's just about ready to print. And in there is the entire body of information of incorruptible white magic from the Order of the White Dove. Well, the interesting thing of it is that white magic is actually done by the subconscious mind. Alchemy is done by the middle mind. And the there's something that lies beyond alchemy. During this last week, we had a group of beings, and for those of you that have the book, which is the translation of the Plates of Isis that I translated out of the libraries, and it's called Opening the Doors of Heaven, you will see there incredible information revealed to us about the true frequencies of the hours of our day, and much more about aligning the DNA, all sorts of things, by a group of beings known as the Zhong Galabruk. They are the cat people. They are the people that, for instance, the Sphinx is there to remind us of. The Zhong Galabruk have not contacted me. Really, I think the last time might have been when they took me to their libraries during the translation of the Isis records. My brothers and sisters, they were in my garden with hordes of angelic beings. Some were visiting the masters and the brand new students that were there that left incredibly changed during this last week. But the Zhong Galabruk kept coming in and saying, we want to give you our frequency-based modality that combines alchemy and magic. And they said that it is more powerful than alchemy and magic. What has this got to do with the mathematical sequence that we are talking about? Well, everything. Because I've described alchemy, and we are currently, it's about 2 or 3 weeks away from completion, but we're erecting a website, and a lot of this is on my blog diary, but we're erecting a website called The Wheels of the Goddess, and it pertains to the secrets of alchemy and exactly how you can do alchemy in your life. We have also put pieces that will go together with that on how to now finally breathe life into the magic that we've been receiving from the fairies, from angels, from all over the place, and from the holy libraries. It has been there, but it has been in its infantile state. It needed the alchemy to complete it. So the alchemy, as I described to you before, and now it will show us that there is something beyond this mathematical sequence. Alchemy has a different kind of math. 1 + 1 = 2 when you're dealing with just plain math. When you're dealing with alchemy, 1 + 1 could be 3, 7, 12, 20, 33, or 54. It could even be 96. It depends what you add together. That's the key. And then there is a very important method how to do this. And I actually have, during my last week, done a great deal of traveling back and forth to the matrices to see how they've been formed, who formed them, who were the watchers, what were the languages of the different matrices, because I found in the old wheels of alchemy a language that was the language of the lower grids that deal with magic. The higher grids had a different language, and it's the language of alchemy. 1 + 1 can be more than 96 if we receive from the Zhong Galabruk that which supersedes, which is of high mind. And they are quite plain that it is frequency-based. If you look at the tree of life, or you can think of life, and for those of you that have my book, Journey to the Heart of God, it's those sequences that creation developed according to. If you take a look at it, it's like a horizontal figure eight that crosses in the middle. The lower part of it is, in fact, the loop where white magic, incorruptible white magic, comes from. The upper loop is where the alchemy comes from. But there's a horizontal loop that comes, in fact, and this is new information for me as it comes out of my mouth, but it comes, in fact, from the ocean of potential. And we can become sailors of the ocean of potential, which means that when we know how to work with it, 1 + 1 could be far more than 96. There is either a different mathematical sequence, or they work with the rest of that mathematical sequence. I was not able to take their information down. It's an entire body of information. It may come this week to come. I don't know. I do know that things have to be done in order exactly as the infinite Mother, Father, God wishes for it to occur. So whenever it's ready, then, and I call the infinite Mother, Father, God, Mother, because it's the feminine aspect that I've worked with, but I'm going to reveal to you today some incredible things that have happened with the infinite and the masculine Father aspect of the infinite. So my brothers and sisters, this mathematical sequence also happens to be the sequence of alchemy. And the horizontal axis will give us a whole new body. And I suspect that it is when these three bodies are used together that the true manipulation of matter to reveal the perfection underneath the appearances will be there. You see, with any other body of magic, it's not an accident that through the ages, the wise women and so on have been depicted as these old crone-type women that look like their faces are made out of shoe leather. My brothers and sisters, most of the magic that we have had at our, well, all of it, that we've had at our disposal as humans up until this point, depleted not only the environment but the practitioner. This incorruptible magic coupled with alchemy, and who knows what the horizontal axis is going to bring. I don't know if these beings are going to show up again. I know they will be there the minute I am able to take down their body of information. We're putting these things out on websites as rapidly as we can. Our animal healing website called Spiritual Healing for Animals is just about up and running. And our AlmeenHealing.com is up and running. Our Ascension Angels one is just about ready to go online. So we're putting the bodies of information out as rapidly as we can. But this should euthan you. And I know the websites to come because I've seen them in vision. Mother has shown them to me. And I know that there is one coming in the future about immortality and euthaning. But this is part of it. In fact, everything I've written is part of it. And my brothers and sisters, we can't just teach. We have to be living proof. So the point that I'm trying to make is that when you work with white incorruptible magic, especially when it's coupled with alchemy, because now it is more potent, and just those two, we don't know what the third one will be. Every time you use it, you benefit not only yourself, but the interconnectedness of life. Belvas Patel, which you will find on the AlmeenHealing.com website, is a healing modality that we discussed last week. And we explained how it was alchemical. It also euthans the practitioner. Let's take a quick little break and we'll be back after this.
Albion continues the exploration begun in her previous books, A Life of Miracles and Journey to the Heart of God, probing further into the nature and meaning of existence. Secrets of the Hidden Realms introduces the readers to the goddess mysteries as they apply not only to individual human lives, but to the cycles of the cosmos. From this background in the intangible functions of being, Almeen is led into the dimensions of non-humans, interacting with creatures previously known only in myth and folklore, the inner relationships of fairies, dragons, gnomes, unicorns, and other elementals, and their influence on humankind is explained. Vivid accounts of encounters with these beings and others existing as expressions of the widely divergent vibrations illustrate the essential unity of all creation. Journeying from these subtle realms, the reader is shown the ultimate expression of humanity, evolution into God-being. Secret of the Hidden Realms can be obtained from Almeen, along with her other books, CDs, workshops, lectures, and magazine by logging on to www.spiritualjourneys.com. The book, A Life of Miracles, Mystical Keys to Ascension. This book is deeply inspiring and motivational in its content. It is unique in its field of making man's relationship as a microcosm to the macrocosm understandable to both beginning and advanced readers. Its detailed guide to living a joyous and balanced life provides a carefully laid out map to achieving the magnificent destiny that beckons at the apex of human experience, ascension. Almeen's gift as a mystic are a revelation to all who know her. She is an international phenomenon and certainly deserves to be. That's from His Excellency, Sir Koval Young, Governor General of Belize and Central America. What a priceless experience to be able to catch a glimpse into one of the most remarkable lives of our time. This book is bound to have an indelible impression. That's from the Ambassador Armin Sarkeesian, former Prime Minister of the Republic of Armenia. To receive a copy of this book, premier CDs, online magazine, workshop, or lecture downloads, go to www.almeen, spiritual, journeys.com or call 502-499-0016.
You have been opening the doors of heaven with Almeen. For more information on your own spiritual journey, log on now to www.spiritualjourneys.com. Now back to Almeen.
Welcome back. And I've been studying the description of today's show, and there's a simple little sentence in there that says that we are to discuss the understanding, the basic metaphysics of life. Oh, my brothers and sisters, that one could take us a week, but we will see what we can do in the remainder of our time and still put in the basic building blocks of life and why man's role is so vitally important. My brothers and sisters, I'm going to give you an understanding that has never been given before, because it is brand new. It has just unfolded within cosmic life and awareness during the last past days. Some of it is on my diary. I recommend that as a supplement to this program that you take a look, because we've given you the schematics and so on in it. It just makes a little more sense then. My brothers and sisters, if you can imagine that there is a dreamer that sleeps, and it's a masculine dreamer. It's actually both masculine and feminine, but it's only the masculine that remains behind in the sleep, because the feminine actually goes into the dream. Let's take a look at when you dream. Your left brain might be asleep. It's holding the dream. But the right brain is actually the one that speaks through the dream and gives you everything that you did not get during the insights of your day so that your experience could be fruitful, so that you can gain in consciousness, benefiting all life as you go through your experiential day. The right brain is active during the dream. That is why, as the infinite being's masculine component lay sleeping, the feminine has been the infinite mother that has purified and clarified the subconscious, which is the mind that does the dreaming. It's the mind that in the dream time materializes the insights that need to be gotten of unresolved things in the form of its language, which is symbols. So the dream is the symbolic language organized by the right brain, received, calculated by the right brain, guided. This has been the infinite mother within creation. Now, the dream has gone through stages of evolution. I believe it is in my book, Journey to the Heart of God, or it's in the next book, which was Secrets of the Hidden Realms. And you can always ask my office. They more or less can either look it up for you, or they can, they can tell you which one is the one you want. But my brothers and sisters, in there I give, under the goddess archetypes, the goddess, or I think it's under Auricula, she's the oracle. I give the gates of dreaming. There are seven gates of dreaming. My known life has been spent as a Toltec Nahual. And as such, the mastering the gates of dreaming has been a very important part of it. Thank heavens, because it has given me the understanding to interpret the weeks that just went by and look at the big picture. My brothers and sisters, the dream, I've been speaking, and we have, I know, on it's either YouTube or one of our multiple free video clip sites that my website will guide you to, we've spoken about how the mother has gotten us from a little tiny screen to a bigger television screen, to a bigger screen, and finally into virtual reality. And then we became like the puppets on a stage play. And then we became like the actors on a stage play. With more freedom of choice, we grew up. These are just other ways to explain the gates of dreaming through which the creations of mother, the right brain, if you will, of the infinite, but it's more than that, it's the whole feminine component of the dreamer that has come onto the stage play, and all we can know is the stage play. It's only in this last week that there's a tube. When you're out dreaming, there's a silver cord that connects you to your body. So you can travel, you know, and so on, but you always come back through the cord. There is such a cord that has been connecting the infinite mother to her male aspect that lies sleeping off stage. So this stage that we are now on, after multiple evolutionary stages, we are now on a stage where we are have some volition, we have choice, so on. My brothers and sisters, that is still a dream. But why the infinite mother has not given up. And my life is spent working between realms. I spend at least 6 hours average a day in the presence of the infinite mother working on her behalf since she called me to do this work in February of 2005. My brothers and sisters, I can absolutely tell you without a shadow of a doubt that whatever she has put herself through, and the history of that is in the second half, given by the history keepers of the gift of the unicorns, given by the history keepers, a race asked to keep cosmic history, if you see what Mother has been through, why? Everything she has done is to bring us through the gates of dreaming, out of the dream, to be truly, truly real. Not something that will go away if the dreamer wakes up. So this is basically what life consists of. Now, let's just take a look at man's role on this. Not only is man the original race, the Andromedans call us the Partal, the nobility. My brothers and sisters, not only are we the original race, but the Earth, with its many, many, many species on it. There isn't another planet with more species on it. Mother has told me this. Many of the star beings that during especially years before my life was devoted to doing the work Mother sends me on each day, but I had multiple interactions with them. I was blessed with some very dear friends, two Andromedan beings that walked by my side. In fact, Dr. Fred Bell's ex-NASA scientist was able to see them when I was lecturing. They stood on either side of me, and I had a white screen behind me, so it was a little easier. But they were Andromedans, and all of them have said one thing. There's no place like Earth. So why? Because we're a genetic library. Many star brothers have said that, not only to myself, but to other people they've contacted. So, my brothers and sisters, the Earth is the cradle of civilization. Those that Mother has sent me to gather, which is why my physical work is so pervasive, why all the websites, other than that information is too sacred for me to keep. I can't keep it, and yet as many books as I'm trying to publish and print and, you know, for a small business, that is a burden financially, so I give it away for free on the websites. But it's not mine to keep. It's our Earth's heritage. But there is a very specific process. When people have to come to my class, they know it in their heart. And when that happens, they are some of Mother's firstborn. Originally, when Mother entered the dream, she first of all created a male being that we know as the Father, but the true Father has just entered the stage as the dream became a lucid dream, and we'll look at that in our next segment. But my brothers and sisters, from those initial gods and goddesses, which are the pillars of Mother's temple that she has sent me to gather, since I went into my immortal mastery on the 5th of January, 2005, she has continually said, bring my children home. I, for years, had no idea what she meant, other than it meant perhaps to bring humanity back into its knowingness of how unique and special it is. She means more than that. She means that I need to keep working at least this hard, so that those who hear my voice and the teachings will know, and I can turn the key, and then they can themselves directly speak to Mother, as is happening in my classes. So my brothers and sisters, from them came humanity. About a month or two ago, I'd have to look up on my own daily blog diary to know when, because it feels like 100 years, but that was the time that Mother gave copies of the records kept at the center of the Earth to all planetary systems. What was in it? Their pedigree, pointing clearly that they came from man. We are the cradle of civilization, and as such was created as a microcosmic little replica of the macrocosm, an archetype. That is why we are the leaders of the cosmic ascension. We came from the very top, and we descended and descended to the very bottom to bring our children home, all the races that came from man. We'll be back after this commercial break.
The Gift of the Unicorns is now available from Almeen. The magical book answers a question: do mystical creatures like the winged horse Pegasus, mermaids, and giants truly exist? What is their roles, and how can they be called upon for assistance? In their own words, the unicorns reveal where they went during the ages of darkness, their heroism in preserving purity and innocence, their golden shoes, and the secret mission they undertook for the mother of all creation. To receive your copy of this amazing book of sacred secrets, The Gift of the Unicorns, go to www.spiritualjourneys.com or call 502-499-0016 today. The Complete Power Of and the Mystical Key series of radio programs are a part of the Premier CD set. They are available from Almeen at www.spiritualjourneys.com. Request the entire Premier CD series set or the new book, Aruba Farina, The Book of Fairy Magic, by calling 502-499-0016 today.
Have been opening the doors of heaven without me. For more information on your own spiritual journey, log on now to www.spiritualjourneys.com. Now back to Naomi.
And my brothers and sisters of light, to understand this issue of life as a dream that's going to become more and more real. Let me preface it by giving you a bit of my personal experience. For the last month or two, I have been hearing over and over the mother's voice calling, Ishtar, Ishtar. And then usually it's followed by some of the other language that she would speak, such as Rashva Uklet Veravi. Wake up, beloved. Ishtar, Ishtar. Ishtar literally means come you, but it means come here. Like in the old tongue, if you want to tell someone to go away, you say Ishnate. That means don't come here. Ishtar is you, come you. For instance, Isis's name, Isis was given to her by the people of Akkad, after the languages were scrambled by, you know, our records say it's her grandfather, but it's not, her father, Enlil. And her father, Enlil, scrambled the languages, and Akkad's language called her Isis, and it became known as Isis in Egypt as well. However, it was Inanna to some, especially the ones in India, and her father gave her India to govern, but her family called her Ishana. And Ishte, Ishta, Ishnate, it means come. And An is heaven. If those of you that have read our Sumerian records, translations, and so on, you might have heard of Anu. It means the masculine form of come from heaven, because he came from another planet, which is Nibiru. But Anna, Ishana, Anna is the feminine of come from heaven. Anu means from heaven. Ishana means come from heaven. So mother has been calling, Ishtar, Ishtar, and speaking to somebody, and I didn't know who because I never heard anyone answer her. And I hear when mother wants me to hear when she's speaking to someone other than myself. For a month or so, I have heard, actually it's longer than that, I've heard her call. And finally, 2 days ago, my brothers and sisters, she woke me at 2 in the morning to do work. She woke me at 4. I had to go places to do things. At 6, she finally said to me, you know, you can get ready for your class now. And she said, today is Valentine's Day. And I said, oh, no, mother. I know our calendar's wrong, but for our calendar, it's on the 14th of February. She said, no, today is Valentine's Day. And my brothers and sisters, that was the first day that the revelations came that her counterpart, not her creation, because within our cosmos, I have said over and over, there's, you know, hundreds of free hours of radio, internet radio out there that you can listen to on various archives. Our internet will guide you there, where you hear me say that the prime deity in the cosmos is feminine. I said for the longest time it's because it is life-giving, it births. Then, finally, I think it was around February of 2008, I became aware that it was a dysfunctionality. It was part of the evolution, the awakening of the cosmos, that the infinite mother in the cosmos, in the dream, became 50% male, 50% female. She became basically what's called a divine hermaphrodite, where the masculine and the feminine within, in their interaction, births life. No longer an immaculate conception, which is birthed only by the feminine. And, you know, it's a wonderful topic, because I'm in the house of one of the wonderful masters in one of our orders, and both her precious, precious little boys are in fact immaculately conceived and were conceived at my home with the spirit entering the womb. It is a feminine conception. Hermaphroditic conception is something else. So it became that the infinite mother within brought her masculine pole to 50% strength and feminine to 50% strength. Recently, she reminded me of that. Of course, I've always seen her and spoken to her and heard her voice, and it's feminine. And suddenly she said, "Why do you call me mother?" And I went, "Huh? Excuse me? But mother, why shouldn't I call you mother?" And she said, "Don't forget, I am 50% masculine." She was trying to prepare my understanding for what was to take place this last week. So my brothers and sisters, 2 days ago, Mother's Valentine's Day, we went through a new gate of dreaming. And her masculine counterpart, the left brain's masculine part, actually entered the dream. Now, it's not an accurate way to describe it as left and right brain. The only reason that I'm doing that is because that is how you are aware of dreaming, that your right brain speaks to your left brain through the dream symbols. Then you go to Almin's book, which is Secrets of the Hidden Realms, and all the dream symbols are in there, and you, every morning you look and see, oh, okay, this is what it's trying to tell me as guidance for my life, because these are the things I didn't see yesterday in my experiences. But my brothers and sisters, linear mind is done away. And there's a whole other topic about that, and if we can, I would love to get to that the last segment, because this has only happened today. But let me finish and tell you what has happened. When you go through the gates of dreaming, you know, in the very initial stages, at least you want to just remember your dreams. You want to remember from cycle of life to cycle of life in the cosmos. And in your own sleep states, mother's dreams, in your dreams, you want to remember your dreams when you wake up. The waking up out of thinking that the dreams were real is part of what the ascension has been. Well, my brothers and sisters, when that happened, we went through another gate in dreaming, in which the dreamer now participated in life. Mother is here on earth. Her holy cities have been seen, visited by. You can feel them even, but your hand goes through if it's physical, or you can out of body walk around in them. We have compiled the architecture and experiences. We have spoken about them on radio shows, and very soon we'll be putting up on our website an electronic book about the return of the Kachina tribes. That, you know, I'm still two books behind getting them to the publisher, so I'm just going to start putting them on electronic books for you. But, my brothers and sisters, the point of the matter is that the awakening of Mother knowing that this is a dream, it's a form of a lucid dream. But there's another gate in lucid dreaming that's part of these seven gates that you can go through, for instance, in dreaming. And what it is where you're telling other people in the dream, oh, hey, don't worry about it. Just walk into the bakery if you're hungry. Help yourself to food. No, the police will catch me. And then you say to them in the dream, don't worry about it. This is just a dream. When I wake up, it'll all be gone. You won't go to jail. So let's just walk in and help ourselves to the goods in the bakery store. So it's where you interact with characters in the dream, knowing that you're the dreamer. That is where we have been at. But now we are moving into the stage where the left, well, let's not call it left brain, the masculine aspect of the one who's dreaming the dream is actually coming through the cord into the dream. Yesterday, I spent hours and hours of work. Mother sent me to do work regarding this cord and the dream. The day before, she sent me through the cord. I came back to class. I was so nauseated, I could hardly stand up, because on the other side, life is made of something different. And it's when you encounter different fields of life that it's a little distressing to the body. But my brothers and sisters, this about several hours ago is when the masculine dreamer came merged with the feminine dreamer, forming a more complete, more whole, infinite. This has changed life. Now, there are some changes that I've only become aware of in the last hour. And if I run into questions, I'm going to have to ask Mother right on the show, because I don't know what that means. But there are definite ramifications. See, of what has happened here within hours, where the father and mother are now truly one. Not the father that the mother created. This is the eternal father and the eternal mother. Neither one of them have any beginning. There is no beginning to their life. They are the source of all life, and now they're one. When you go through gates of dreaming, you get to a stage beyond where you just know you're dreaming. Then you talk to the people and say, oh, don't worry about it. You know, we're in a dream. Then you go through another gate, which is the gate of dreaming. The cosmos has just gone through, and it is where you can actually manipulate things in the dream. It has been heartbreaking. I have had so many people ask me, why, Almin, are all these ascension things happening, and yet physicality is so slow to change? My brothers and sisters, the dreamer hasn't been able to move things around in the dream. If the scenario is part of your dream, where you're going in and you're picking up cookies and eating them, it's part of the dreamscape. But you have to go through a specific gate to get to the place. In other words, it's a specific level of achievement in dreaming that you get to, where you can, of your own volition, say, I'm in my dream. I'm the dreamer. There's a box on the table. I am going to pick up the box, and I'm going to move the box onto the chair. To actually, in the dream, physically manipulate the symbolical images that are in your dream is a very highly developed skill level of dreaming. That is what we're entering into within the last hours. What this means is we're going to see that the dreamer, the mother and father, the infinite, is going to be able to, from this point on, make greater changes in the physical. It is an acquired skill, but perhaps they do it right away. I don't know. This is brand new. Let's take a quick commercial break and then we'll talk some more about this.
The world of mysticism is yet another reason to rejoice. Almeen has authored another manuscript of profound knowledge. It's entitled, Opening the Doors of Heaven, Revelations of the Mysteries of Isis. Through a time travel tunnel linking Ireland and Egypt, Isis has sent a small group of masters to prepare for the day when the mysteries would once again be released to the world to restore balance and enhance life. They established the Order of the White Rose to guard the sacred objects and the secrets of Isis. In an unprecedented event heralding the advent of a time of light, these mysteries are released for the very first time. Packed with truly thought-provoking information, this book is bound to have an indelible impression on not only the reader, but on global New Age philosophy. To reserve your copy of this groundbreaking work, go to www.spiritualjourneys.com or call 502-499-0016.
Have been opening the doors of heaven with Almeen. For more information on your own spiritual journey, log on now to www.spiritualjourneys.com. Now back to Almeen.
Welcome back, my brothers and sisters. The time is going too fast tonight, but I want to try and get in exactly where this is leading to the best of my abilities. Next week and the week after and the week after, I might be able to tell you something different. But to the best of my abilities, this is where we're heading. You see, in the gates of dreaming, the next place is that the dreamer can walk out of the dream. For instance, when you go through the sixth gate of dreaming, which is the next one, you're able to leave your sleeping body, say, look at your dream. Well, this you do in earlier gates. Choose which dream you want to enter into, and at that point, you enter into the dream. But you can stand in the room, look back, and see your sleeping body on the bed. This is the sixth place. The sixth gate of dreaming, where you can be a dream body, but you can be inside the dream, or you can be outside of the dream as the dreamer. Now, the seventh gate of dreaming, which lies beyond that one, has the following characteristics. The dreamer is sleeping. The dream body can exit the dream into the room, can actually stand there watching the dreamer sleep. Remember, he's attached by a cord. And can then make himself dense enough that with enough of a skill level can physically move things around the room. Now, the people that are truly experts in this are the Aboriginals of Australia. They master the seventh, those that are trained, master the seventh gate of dreaming, and what they are then able to do is to move physical objects around with their dream body. So let's say somebody is in need, they've locked themselves into something, the key's on the other side. That person can hear their call through the ether, attached to the cord, the dream body can go and take the key out, push it under the door to the person, and all of that with the dream body while they sleep. It enables them to teleport, but with teleportation, it's very difficult to teleport a physical body, so mostly teleportation for people are either by location or it's some other skill. But this is a phenomenal skill to have. Because you are free to move but to do physical things with your dream body. This is the seventh gate of dreaming. My brothers and sisters, there's something that lies beyond it. Nobody has been able to do that. I can guarantee you that. No mystic has done this one. And the reason why is the infinite hasn't. But this is where Mother, Father, God is heading to. They love the images in their dream, us, so much that they want to leave what's called the pyramid. They want to leave the seven layers of realness that their dream creations can have to the eighth, where not only can their dream body exit the dream, but their creations within the dream can exit the dream. Now, this would mean something like this. You lie sleeping. Your dream body is now out of the dream. The dream body tells your friend that was hungry for a cookie, come out of the dream. There's cookies on the table over here in the corner. We can eat over here. And we can go back into the dream if we want to. Or you can stay out here and we can dissolve the dream. So that is what it's aiming for, to get us out of where we're no longer just a dream. This is the metaphysics of life, to the best of my ability, of what life is. Now, my brothers and sisters, let's go to the bands of compassion. The place to research this is Journey to the Heart of God. In Journey to the Heart of God, I speak about the vast bands of compassion. And, you know, most things like the I Ching, the Dzogchen, Mayan teachings, the Kabbalah, they work with the vertical tree of life. It has become entirely obsolete. Doesn't mean we don't study old knowledge. It's fine. Some of my books have obsolete things in. In fact, I make things I say yesterday obsolete today because of the fact that today life changed and I was able to see it, or my class was able to help participate in making it so, and I'm fine with that. I'm not invested in being right. Life is fluid. But those bodies of old information deal with four levels of creation that have to do with the development of linear mind. You know, the four sections also are the four great bands of compassion. They mimicked four stages of life. Uniformity, which is tribal life. Diversity within uniformity, where, okay, the tribal life lets some strange people in, but you have to conform then once you're in. Diversity, which is the way Western and mechanized society lives. Then you get unity within diversity, where an office is a good idea to explain that, where people have a common goal, but their hearts are all in different places, and they go home, and if the goal is complete, like let's say the company closes down, they disband. That's unity within diversity, a common goal. Those were the initial four stages of development of life within the dream. They consisted of bands of compassion from which our four directions came, which had those characteristics. My brothers and sisters, what gave them those characteristics? To know that, you have to know the building blocks of life. And in the book that's coming out, Windows into Eternity, Mother had me study the building blocks of life for 3-4 months, because there was the cause of the fall lay in the building blocks of life. So the certain types of building blocks of life, meaning the subatomic quantum physics level particles, if there is a bigger concentration in one area of existence and they are at different octaves of frequency, so they can all occupy, say, the same space. But it would be because some of those building blocks are more prevalent than others. That's what made a difference between these bands. There also were matrices between them. And I wish I had another hour to tell you about what I discovered about matrixes, but it's on last week's and this week's. I mean, some of it we haven't even posted on the diary. So my brothers and sisters, the bands of compassion went from those four and then an additional three, which is the additional three directions, the feminine horizontal tree of life, which, you know, if you read in Journey to the Heart of God, I uncovered that it existed during a phenomenal experience in 2004 during the Venus transit. So my brothers and sisters, what happened then is that three additional bands of compassion came, and they were, you remember, we have unity within diversity, which is the one mind. They had diversity within unity, which is the one heart. It is where autonomy takes place. It's the place where to change your environment, you change within. There's a whole body of information around that out there called, I think it's Ho'oponopono or so on. I'm not too good with that word. My students have told me about it in class. But it is, you know, how to change the environment by changing yourself. There was another subsequent band which was more advanced, and it was one mind, one heart. That was called divine sovereignty. And then we entered into self-sustaining oneness, in which through such adoration of the infinite, we became one with the infinite in a way that we were constantly fed energy and power and life force. And again, it youthened. I saw the masters in my class change before my eyes. It has youthened them extraordinarily. So my brothers and sisters, in the last hour, there is a new band of compassion. Unity within diversity no longer exists. You know, all the first four that I mentioned for you no longer exists. The one that now exists, and I cannot even tell you which others have gone by the wayside, but this is the one that Mother spoke into the book of creation within the last half an hour. And it is the sea of potential. I don't even really have words for it, but it is where we all tap into oneness through the ocean of potential. We had little groups, little beings, and I noticed that the sister, one of the sisters is from Curacao, and she's here this week from Curacao. They were all around her during one of my classes in October, I think it was 2007. They're the Glanesh Viva, and you can read about them in the Opening the Doors of Heaven. They're little spherical balls with beings in it. Their words to us were, we swim in an ocean of potential, because they look like embryos in a little sack, and so do you. This is the day this has come about. Thank you so much for joining me, and I'll see you again next week. I'll be back in Newport then.
We hope you've enjoyed today's show, The Mystical World We Live In, with Al Mee. Please join us again next week.